Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Last night, an unbelievable temper tantrum. There's a part of me that just felt embarrassed for the guy, and another part of me that thought, oh, good Lord, we should all just realize you got to save the country, you're going to vote for Trump, and then we move on with life. But I looked at that last night. I'm also hearing about these jobs reports. You know what happens, jobs reports, economy, stuff like that. Numbers are far too big for me to understand. So we call in somebody who really gets it. Dr. Dave Bratt, you might have known him as your member of Congress. You might know him because he was teaching your kid at Randolph-Macon or out of Liberty University. He was the dean of the business school out there. He's now the provost for all sorts of engagement and fun stuff. And I just have to remind everybody, none of that matters, because today he's here as Dave Bratt, brilliant guy, making time for us, and I'm always happy when he is here. Dave, thank you for being here.
Yeah, love being on, Jeff. Thanks much, brother.
Well, listen, the pleasure is always mine, although we don't necessarily come up with all that really good feeling after we chat, but it's honest stuff. So I have to ask you, number one, your reaction to last night's State of the Union address?
I don't know. I was sleeping. I caught, you know, the stuff, yeah. And it doesn't matter what people say up there, right? It's, yeah. In my view, and I mean this, and all the political views are my own, but the best metaphor is Star Wars, right? There's a fully developed functional Death Star, mm-hmm. And it's aiming all of its guns at us right now. The guns and they've been going off, right? In China and the wars and the border and the drugs and the cartels, they've already been going off. And then they've been going off indirectly with bank shots on the First Amendment and religious liberty and, arresting civilians and censoring people and all that. So the Death Star is fully operational.
Yep.
And it includes, if people want to really understand that, they need to go watch the Tucker interview with Mike Benz, B-E-N-Z. Mm-hmm. That guy drops the literal bomb and explains the connections between the State Department and the Department of Defense, all going through DHS, Department of Homeland Security, with the CIA and the FBI spying on people. And they turned into law when I was there the idea that if you do a tweet, mm-hmm. that is a mini cyber event, right? And so then they can, censor you. They censored 22 million tweets from Americans on various topics. So there's the Death Star. Now, what does this mean, though? So when you know that those guns are aimed at you,
yep.
you need to stop the Death Star, right? And so the point is, well, I don't like the guy with the orange hair. And I'm like, don't worry about, the guy with the orange hair. you know, we had peace and prosperity with him, but, you know, other than those details, there's a Death Star, right? Right. You need to focus on how are your kids doing in school, what's the literacy rate for kids across the country. Yeah. When New York City mayor and the Chicago mayor say their cities are being ruined by the border invasion,
yep.
I don't know how to describe the politics to people. I do not get what people are missing here. It seems so obvious.
Yeah.
And then our Republican response wasn't that strong. I wish they would have, you know, just gone over what's really happening to our world, because it's a little dire.
Yeah.
And so that's my response to last night. The talking points don't matter.
Okay. All right. Well, if the talking points don't matter, I got to figure that some of the numbers do matter, because
those are not
necessarily fungible. So I got a report about the jobs numbers, and this seems to happen every time, Dave. They come out with this jobs report, and everybody sort of high fives each other, go, hey, we did a great job, look at us. And then 3 days later, they go, oh, yeah, we calculated wrong, we're off by 100,000 jobs created. I mean, how can you, that's not a rounding error.
No, the job reports, there's two surveys, and again, I'm an economist, I could get into all the details, and again, it doesn't matter, right? We have a $7 trillion government now, right? Government spending is $7 trillion. 2.5% is deficit financed right now, which means it's stimulative. And then if you go back to macro 101, there's this thing called the government spending multiplier, which is about 2. So you take the $2.5 trillion and you multiply it by 2, and that's $5 trillion. And so, of course, you got some jobs, because they just borrowed $2.5 trillion from your kids and put it over into government spending, and they call that growth. But this party does come to an end, and serious people on the left now, right? Jamie Dimon is starting to call. The former president of Harvard is starting to call this stuff out in public. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is starting to call out our fiscal spending disaster in public. The amount of debt we're in is a serious problem. And so that's what matters. So if you go to CBO, here's your evidence again. So the jobs, numbers, whatever. What does matter is CBO's projected growth for the next two decades is 1.5% GDP growth. And interestingly, quarter one GDP growth just came out. It's no longer 3. It's now 1.5% for the first quarter, January, February, March of this year. Okay. So that's corresponding now with the long-term trend that we're on. And that long-term trend has been set by our productivity growth, which has been downward since for the last 50 years. And again, this is the leader of productivity in the economics profession. He's out at Northwestern University. I doubt he's a Republican.
Right.
I extremely doubt he's a populist. His name is Bob Gordon. You can look him up.
Yep.
But the stats I'm giving you, these are just the economic profession standard numbers.
Wow.
And that's what matters, because your future's not good. And then the seniors, I just did a little homework on the seniors in our country right now.
Yes. 50%
of our seniors are making less than $30,000 a year. Half of them are making about $10,000 a year. And then the scarier thing is that for people 55 to 65, 65 to 75, and 75 and above, they all have, 50% of them have a retirement account. Half of them don't even have a retirement account.
Ugh.
Right? So the poverty rate for these folks is 10 to 15%. Without Social Security, the poverty rate would be 40%.
Mm-hmm.
And the talking heads are saying the economy's fine. The American people don't think so, right? And I didn't even bring up inflation or any of that business.
Yeah. Well, let me remind everybody, Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. And Dave, by training and education and everything else, is an economist. And you're going to find him on Getter, Brad Economics. And Dave, you talked about those who are ages 55 to 65. My friend, that's us, as you know.
Yeah, correct.
And I'm looking at some of your most recent postings on Getter, and I'm thinking, man, I got to hide the sharp objects, because it is not good. How is it possible? And I know this is not a hard numbers question, but how is it possible for 50% of people in our age range not to have a retirement account? I just don't understand that.
Yeah, well, we haven't done anything on economic education.
Yeah.
And our generation grew up when our parents and grandparents had these things called pensions.
Yes.
And then they had, you know, defined benefit, you know,
yeah.
benefits, you know, health care and all the goods. And now it's defined contribution.
Yeah.
So they grew up in a world where they thought, hey, I'll be fine. You know, these things are sitting there for me when I'm done. And they don't know. They're not sitting there anymore. You're going to have to work till you're 80. Ugh. And, you know, I mentioned these things back when I was running for Congress and got in all sorts of trouble. But the Social Security and Medicare payments and the age of 65 was set up when the average death age was 65.
Ugh.
Right? Because then it breaks even on average, right? You got
right.
half the
right.
people below 65 paying in and half the people that live longer. You know, good for them, and they get some benefits beyond
right.
what they paid in.
That's right. That's right.
But now the average death age is, you know, 82, and we still retire at 65, and we go to grad school till we're 45. So I think we work, you know, 5 years or something like that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the only way that makes sense. And, you know, here's the thing, Dave, is that you're talking about half of the people that don't have it because they thought that it was going to be there. I think back, and I'll share this story with you. My dad, when he got out of the Army, he went to work for the federal government. And believe it or not, he wasn't part of the, you know, deep state or anything else. I mean, he had a real job.
Yeah, no, I know. That's the way it was,
yeah.
right.
And he made less than people in that dreaded private sector based on the promise that when he retired, he got benefits.
Yep.
And he told me, he said, look, I'm doing this because when I'm gone, it'll take care of your mom. That was his whole motivation
yep.
to do that. And he,
good man.
Yeah, part-time jobs to, you know, so we had gifts and this and that. But our generation, we were introduced to these 401ks. Our
right.
kids, let's not kid ourselves, Dave, unless they're burying money in the backyard, they don't have any plan, really.
No, no. And if you do the math, right, I mean, if you put 10% away, that, you know, it doesn't really add up to the number you're going to need.
Right.
I mean, you have to really be plowing it in there. And so now, as a result, people are going to be, I'm going to be yelling at kids till I'm 95. They're going to love me, you know. But I seriously will be working. And people should really plan
yeah.
on that. If you do better and you hit the lotto in advance, but you're going to also have family members, you know, that you're going to have to help out.
Yeah.
Or you're going to, people are going to have to be, you know, living together in joint family homes, et cetera. If things keep going the way they're going. And I don't see any trend lines,
yeah.
right? If you look at the quality of K-12 education,
mm-hmm.
and then you look at the university life of the mind, pursuing reason. When's the last time you heard a talk about reason?
That's right.
And then these colleges out there, they have consultants, and they'll tell you that the parents or the kids education doesn't even make it in the top 10 considerations of why they want to go to college.
What?
They want to get a job. They want curb appeal. They want a good food court. They want a good sports program. They want a good reputation in the hood. Education and learning, the life of the mind, doesn't even come up in the top 10.
Oh my.
So this is a modern cultural problem where we don't value the importance of knowledge anymore.
That is appalling.
It's not good.
And probably not surprising, though, given that you look at the quality of K-12, you look at the agenda items K-12, and it just seems like it's, you know, it's coming from a Randy Weingarten as opposed to Aristotle or Plato, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so two things. Number one, if I do win Mega Millions or Powerball, I got you. You're not going to have to yell at kids till you're 95.
Thank you, brother.
I'm going to take care of you on that. Number two, how do we fix this? Is it possible? We were talking about, you know, a guy with I don't like his hair. I think he's orange. He sent mean tweets.
Yeah.
But for me, I think that's the best opportunity. But even there, the educational component saying to people, we gotta cut. We got to do things that are, frankly, going to be painful in the short term. Does anybody out there besides you have the courage to do that?
No, that's the tough one, right? Yeah. And the politics is probably not the solution. We had a great preacher, Vodi Bakum. All the Christians out there are familiar with this guy. Mm-hmm. A giant African-American. He lives in Kenya now for the last 9 years. He came over to Liberty. And one of the solutions is love. It, yeah. But he said, it's not this, you know, I love my Subaru and I love cotton candy, right? He said, if people are going down the wrong path and they're lost,
yeah,
real love means you really care for them, and you tell them you're off the path.
Yep.
Right? And we got our kids. If you love the kids, you got to get them off the social media, off the TikTok, off the mush, that these things that are draining their brain waves on just the most pithy, you know, meaningless stuff. And, you know, everybody wants kids to have fun, but they're having plenty of fun. I don't think that's the problem, right? I mean, they need to learn how to code in Python.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, you know, the old days are going to return in terms of discipline and, you know, spiritual disciplines, academic disciplines, family disciplines, respect disciplines for the elderly. You know, I think they're coming back in because reality's setting in again. And, there's no free lunch for the kids either. The seniors, I gave the stats, you could get the same thing for the kids coming up. They're going to learn the hard way that they got ripped off, and they're not going to be happy campers.
Dave, let me ask you to pivot for a second. Now, I know you're a numbers guy, economics, I mean, hard science. And you know me, I'm a blue book guy. I just want to tell you how you feel about those numbers. I can't figure them out.
That's all right. That's good.
But from a social perspective, I look at all of this and I have to question whether the lack of male role models for young men in particular plays into this. I was at an event yesterday, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. I'm very, very active with them. And we understand, or we think we understand it. We're all grounded in faith and everything else, that if you don't have guys as dads, you're going to pick up on some pretty negative stereotypes. You're going to follow some really, really bad paths. And do we see, can you see as an academic, a correlation between that and the terrible economic situation?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the guy on that everybody listening, if you got young men or women, is Jordan Peterson.
Yes.
And he's brilliant on the 12 habits. If you're going through a hard time in life, go make your bed and clean your room and you'll feel better. And then go exercise. Right? He's just got a bunch of great, but manhood stories and whatever. But he goes really deep, really quick. He goes, you know, off to the great movies, right? The Harry Potters and the Star Wars, like I was mentioning before and all this. Yep. And now all that's based on Jungian, you know, Carl Jungian archetypes.
Yes.
That are real, and his research in the Harvard lab in psych shows that these archetypes in the human longings, there are real, and the young men need them, and the young women both go on the hero's journey, right? That's what those movies are about, the hero's journey.
That's right.
And, there's just a longing inside young people to be great, but they're not given. Now greatness is crushed. If you have the gall to think that an individual can matter in history anymore, boy, you're outdated. Mm. You know, you didn't build that. You didn't do that.
That's right.
Well, that's a bunch of baloney. There's great people all the way through history. And everybody listening, you need to be, you're made in the image of God.
That's right.
You know, that's higher than the angels, according to the Bible, right? So
absolutely.
You're made in that image. And so if you're not great, you're not living up to what you should be doing. And we need to teach the kids to aspire to that greatness.
Absolutely.
And go out and watch Jordan Peterson and the links to Jung and Joseph Campbell and those myths.
Yes.
Those myths are not just myths. They're real, right?
That's
They've been
right.
around in every culture for societies. And so you just triggered me. I love all that stuff. That stuff is just brilliant.
Well, now, okay, well, the next time, then we're doing all Jung, because I can sit here and talk about all that nonsense all day. That's great. Again, don't ask me for where it is in the book, because that's a number. I can't find that. But the ideas, I think I got a handle on. And
no, that's more important, because if you don't have the hero's journey in your life, then you don't. Why would I want to do numbers?
Exactly.
You got to have some future goal in mind, right? Why in the world am I going to take an accounting course or economics if I'm not on the hero's journey and I know, hey, if I study hard and do this, I can actually do some good in the world?
That's right.
And then you got a goal. You're aiming at some purpose in your life. That matters.
It absolutely does. Dave, You matter. You matter to us, especially every Friday. I'm so grateful to you. I don't know if you know, but the good Dr. Peterson's actually coming to the Altria Theater in May. So if you want to travel back to your old territory.
I may do that. Love that guy. He's a leader. He is a leader.
He is indeed. We'd love to see you. Dave, as always, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and just sharing some of your brilliance and your heart and your brain with us. And I always look forward to chatting with you. And again, I thank you and wish you nothing but a blessed weekend, my brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I always consider Richmond and all you folks that supported me family. God bless you all, and you too, Jeff. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. That is Dr. Dave Brad. He's out of Liberty University. I just give you the disclaimer each time. He's not speaking for Liberty. He's not speaking as anything other than Dr. Dave Brad, who just so happens to be one of the smartest people that I have ever met, and he joins us every Friday to share a little bit of his wisdom. I'd like to share a tiny little bit of my wisdom. It won't take nearly as long as Dave Bratz because I'm not as smart. However, I know we got a handful of tickets left for Politics and Pints presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. I know that if you go over right now to WRVA.com, you can get yourself a pair of tickets. Again, I don't know the number. I mean, but it's a handful. It's a handful of tickets left. So if you want to go, get off your and just go to WRBA.com, get your doggone tickets now for Politics and Pints presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
404, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high vibes all the way around. Last night, Joe Biden, State of the Union address. I would like to be nice. No, I would be. I would like to be nice in my assessment of it, but I have never, as long as I've been following these things, seen such a nasty partisan address. That was a campaign speech. And make no mistake, it was a campaign speech for Democrats. It was a campaign speech. I don't know what the heck he was on, but it was a campaign speech saying, hey, you're not getting Michelle Obama. You're not getting it, Gavin Newsom. Somehow, some way, I'm going to pull this thing across the finish line. Okay, that's what that was. But there were a couple of things he addressed. Congressman Rob Whitman, God bless him. He's got to watch these things up close and personal on a regular basis. I don't know whether that's good or bad, Rob, but I do appreciate you doing it. I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Well, Jeff, it's great to be with you, and I share your exact same assessment of last night. That was 100% a campaign speech. You know, at least on some occasions, previous presidents have at least put some things out there that the other side can stand up for and say, yes, this is a bipartisan moment. This is a place where we agree. But, you know, it wasn't a single place last night where that was an opportunity for that to happen. And it was just the president being loud and angry. And it just was not, I think, in keeping with, you know, what a State of the Union address is supposed to be about. It was just mind-boggling to me.
Let me ask you, you've got friends who are Democrats, of course, you serve with them, and just off the record, did they say to you, boy, that just was not what I was expecting?
I think for a lot of them, they have been concerned about the energy level of the president, but I think from yesterday and the few that I have talked to is that, you know, I think they wanted some sense that he was going to be able to express that level of energy. But it's different expressing a level of energy than it is actually being substantive. And I just felt like yesterday this was more about volume than it was about substance. And it was about, you know, people are looking today, Jeff, at the major things that we have to get done and saying, hey, you know, at some point you all have to make sure that you are working together to get things done. Yesterday was not in any way, shape, or form about that. That was about, you know, a campaign speech. And, you know, maybe if you're on the other side of the aisle, you look at that and go, yeah, that was a great campaign speech. But it was not about getting the work of this nation done. And I argue that those are two very, very different things. And I think by any means, you look at that, and it's hard to come to another conclusion from that. And I say that just trying to look at it objectively, and it's just not where we need to be. If it was, you know, if it was a campaign kickoff, you'd say one thing, but right. It just concerns me that, you know, this is a State of the Union address that has become, you know, now almost 100% political.
Congressman Rob Whitman is joining us. He represents the 7th District here in our lovely, beloved Commonwealth. And let me ask you about the issues that really are at play. We looked, both of us, at the State of the Union address last night and thought, I didn't get anything about the actual State of the Union except that the president seemed awfully agitated and angry and directing things in ways that just didn't make any sense to me. But there are real issues. And so can you give me some indication? What are the real issues that you and the members of the House are trying to deal with?
Well, listen, we have to deal with, I think, the number one issue in people's mind, and that is the crisis at the border.
Yep.
And really, last night, what we heard was, instead of saying this is the solution going forward, it was, oh no, this is the Republicans' fault. And it's just mind-boggling to me, Jeff, because the president and Secretary Mayorkas have issued over 94 directives and executive orders that have weakened our security at the border, that have had the opposite effect in what we need to do to secure the border. And then for him to say, oh, you know, you have to pass the bill that came through the Senate, and that's the only way that I have the ability to do the things that I need to do. I'm like, well, no, it's not. Right. You could immediately rescind those 94 executive orders and directives. And by the way, with the same stroke of the pen that you've used to forgive student loans, which, by the way, the Supreme Court has said, no, that's that's something that you have the power to do. By the same stroke of the pen, you could declare a national emergency and mm-hmm. close down the border until you could get this whole crisis in order. So it's very, very specious for him to say, oh, gosh, Republicans have to pass the bill that went through the Senate, and if you don't do that, then it's your fault. Mm-hmm. And none of this that's going on there is any way, shape, or form my fault.
Yeah.
I think the American people know better, and they look at it and go, no, there are things that you could do immediately.
Yeah.
That, to me, is at the top of the list. If you look, too, just at the safety of our communities. I mean, it wasn't until, you know, there was some pushback from Republicans that he would even mention Laken Riley's name. And then when he did, he couldn't even say her name correctly. It was just mind-boggling to me that it's that far off. And I could go down the list with the economy and inflation.
Yep.
And him trying to tell us, oh, no, things are fine. You know, the economy's in great shape. I'm like, no, go to the grocery store and talk to people.
Right.
Go to the gas pumps and talk
That's
to people.
Right.
You'll get a very different story than the numbers that he gave last night.
What a great point. Congressman Rob Whitman joins us. Of course, he represents the 1st District here in our Commonwealth. You're talking about the crisis at the border, and I'm so happy you pointed it out. There are very few places, with the exception perhaps of my show and a couple of other talk radio people, you don't hear the legacy news media types talking about these 94 executive actions. The border under President Trump was fundamentally as secure as it's ever been, and on his first day in office, President Biden undid all of that. And as you point out, let me just make this very clear and allow you to make the point, Congressman, that he could go today and essentially rescind all of his old executive orders and, at least on paper, put it back the way it was.
Exactly. I mean, he has the power today to do that. And Jeff, I would argue he has clearly used executive power in many ways that go beyond where I think he can do those things constitutionally. And the Supreme Court has said that, but he chooses in this case not to do this. He says, I don't have the power to do that. Congress yeah. has to give me the power to do that. Absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. I mean, he could fix the vast majority of what's going on at the border today,
yeah.
but he chooses not to.
You mentioned the student loans. I'm looking at some of the social media from folks like Elizabeth Warren up in Massachusetts and some other assorted Democrat Party activists who were telling me, oh, this is wonderful. Look, he was able to wipe out, I don't know, $4 billion in student debt. That just doesn't go away, does it? Am I missing something? There's no magic eraser?
No, that's United States government money that has been provided to those students that now it will not come back into the U.S. Treasury. So, yes, there is a bill to pay for that. And the challenging part of that is, Jeff, that it will be taxpayers across the spectrum that will pay for that. So if you have either paid your student loan back or if you have taken another track and have not borrowed money, let's say that you've gone out there and gone to work right out of high school and you're a plumber or an electrician, I mean, you are going to be paying through your taxes for the folks that have borrowed that money that now don't have to pay it back. And I just don't see how there's any way that anybody can look at that and go, oh, yes, that's fair. It's not. And, Jeff, as a country, the foundation of borrowing money is the obligation to pay it back.
Mm-hmm.
And if we aren't going to stand by that obligation to pay it back, then the question becomes, then what are the underpinnings of our system where, you know, people put deposits into a bank and those banks take the dollars and they lend it, but with an obligation that the money be paid back. And if not, right. there's a consequence to that.
That's
if there is not a consequence to not living up to your obligation to pay things back, I argue it undermines the very principles and foundation of our financial systems here. So it's not just a student loan program. It's what message do you send to say, well, you really don't have to pay it back, because guess what? At some point, somebody can forgive that. And then to go down the road and say, well, you can forgive it, and then there's no repercussions from that. There's no impact of that. You know, it's just somehow, you know, going to be dispersed amongst all this, you know, all these dollars that flow from the federal government, and there's no bill to pay. There is a bill to pay. Right. It won't be paid, unfortunately, by the borrower. It will be paid by the taxpayer.
It is just outrageous. And again, it absolutely is an insult to every single person who paid back their student loans, or people who said, you know, I just can't afford college. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It is just a grand insult. And I don't know how anybody can run on that and say this is a wonderful thing. Let me ask you one other thing about the border. Remind everybody, Congressman Rob Whitman joining us, of course, represents the first congressional district here in Virginia, has for a period of time done it very, very well. As a matter of fact, we saw, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, some numbers that said there were 400 plus Chinese nationals that were intercepted coming across what used to be our southern border. And now we've got this policy, you know, everybody just gets to go. Are we not at any level saying, hey, you've got hundreds and hundreds of young men between the age of, say, 18 and 25. These aren't families. These are, I mean, it is 180 degrees against the official narrative. How much self-inflicted injury are we committing?
Well, Jeff, it is a threat to national security, clearly. And because these individuals, as you said, are military-age males coming across the border unaccompanied, and they're coming across in mass. We know that in the past year, just those that have been apprehended at the border, those that are saying, hey, here I am, come and pick me up, mm-hmm. we know it's well over 20,000. There's also reason to believe it could be equal number coming across that are not raising their hand, that are coming across undetected, that also create a threat to this nation. I'm just deeply, deeply concerned, because if you were wanting to have an underpinning of a group of folks that could do things right here in the nation that created a threat, you know, this would be one of the things that you would do. Mm-hmm. And that's where we find ourselves today. In addition to, Jeff, people from other countries around the world that don't like us, yep. that have been part of other efforts to harm other governments around besides the United States, and all those things are deeply concerning. And here's the telling factor: as a member of the Select Committee on the Strategic Competition between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, we had a number of witnesses before the committee. It's been about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. One of the witnesses was Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, and he said, when he was asked, he said, the threat level today, as we speak, in the United States is higher than what it was prior to 9/11. That should concern everybody. And that's why this catch and release policy of the Biden administration is just wrong. It's bad for this country. And I think the threat continues to build as you allow these individuals to come across again. You know, many of these are military age males, unaccompanied military age males. Yep. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why would they be coming across? And in such large numbers, I think there's a significant amount of risk there. And I just don't see how you can look at it objectively, regardless of who you are, where you are, your frame of mind, your ideology, and look at that and go, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. It is not. It's a danger to this country. Yep. And I think eventually, unfortunately, it is going to manifest itself in ways that just, you know, are going to have negative impact.
Absolutely. Wow. Congressman Rob Whitman joining us. He joins us on a regular basis. We're always happy to have him here. Let me ask you to talk a little bit, just to close things out, Rob. I got an email over your signature from your office talking about passports. This had been a big, big issue for so many people who were thinking about traveling, just a gigantic backlog. It looks like there's been some progress made on getting passports. Is that right?
That's correct, Jeff. The State Department has finally caught up. They have, you know, put the personnel in place. They have also streamlined the process, but it still does take time. So we always encourage folks to pursue renewing your passport early. Even if you're looking at it and go, well, we're not traveling until the summertime. Look at your passport now. Mm-hmm. Get the application in. And if you need help, if you already turned your application in, you haven't heard anything back, and you're like, gosh, I've got, you know, our travel plans are going to be here in the next, you know, month or so, mm-hmm. call us. Let us know. Because what we can do is we can inquire on your behalf and let you know, where is your application? Is there a way that we can expedite it? And there are a number of ways that, that we can help and do that. So we want to make sure folks get out in front early, make their applications early. But if you haven't heard anything back and it's getting close to travel time, call us. We want to be there to help.
All right. You want to give us some numbers, websites, stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go online. Just go to Wittman. That's WITTMAN.house.gov. And there it gives all of our phone numbers for our district offices. But you can also call our Washington office, which is 202-225-4261. So that's Wittman, WITTMAN.house.gov, or just dial 202-225-4261. We will help you. We will take care of getting you to the point where you have your passport in hand or give you the information necessary to know when it will be in your hand.
I love it. Listen, you guys are the best. You know that your district office people are head and shoulders above everybody that I've ever dealt with. So I just always want to thank you for that. And as always, I appreciate you making time for us. Please keep fighting the good fight up there. And hopefully, fingers crossed, November, we get to make some big changes.
Well, Jeff, we're just going to continue to focus on getting the work of the nation done. You know, we have the next tranche of appropriations bills that have to be done here in the next week or so. So that has to be done. We have a number of other important things that have to be done, like the Foreign Intelligence and Surveillance Act, better known as FISA. Mm-hmm. Those things are critically important for us to both protect your individual liberties and freedoms, but also do the things necessary to protect the nation. So still lots of work to do, even though we're running headlong into an election year. Can't turn your head away from the things that are right there on the table before us and make sure we get those things done.
Absolutely. Well, listen, have a wonderful, a blessed weekend, Rob. We'll talk again soon, I hope.
Sounds great, Jeff. We're looking forward to it. Thanks again, and thanks to all your listeners, and I wish them all a great, great weekend.
Thank you, sir. That is Congressman Rob Wittman. Now, he represents the 1st District. I have always found Rob to be one of the nicest, most decent guys you're ever going to run into. His district office is without compare. They're wonderful, wonderful folks, and I appreciate him dropping by. Now, somebody else I appreciate very much, referred to him as my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski is going to be here at 4:33. Dr. Keith Ablow is joining us today. He is fresh off a visit with Tucker Carlson on the Tucker Carlson Show, and they really got into a lot of issues that, we'll chat about it with Keith today at 5:33. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes. Yes, it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. It is beautiful, by the way. It really, honest to goodness, I've got the windows open here. It's still mostly sunny and little bit of a breeze. Just a beautiful, beautiful sort of a day. Weekend's looking nice. An hour from now, we've got Dr. Keith Ablow joining us. I've known Keith for got to be 30 years at this point. He was just on the Tucker Carlson Show the other day, and well, he had a lot to discuss, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about that. Pretty cool stuff. What else can I say? Oh, Politics and Pints presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. Handful of tickets left. If I'm you and I want to go, I stop dilly-dallying and I just jump online.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
At WRBA.com, get the tickets now because they're going to be gone and then you're going to be upset. And I'm telling you, not really my fault. Doing everything I can to get you to go to WRBA.com and get those tickets. Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere actually happens on this very radio station. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Not surprisingly, it stars Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, and I'm always happy on Fridays to welcome him here, get a little lay of the land, what he might be talking about. Good afternoon, Stan.
Jeff Katz. Such an honor to talk to you every Friday and Saturdays. And just about every other day that ends in the Y, as you like to say.
That's right.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. We continually have more and more listeners calling about problems. I got to meet one yesterday. We're going to talk about him and his experience with us in the morning. And it was the gentleman who had the Toyota 4Runner. It was his dad's. And I got to hear that story, how amazing it was that he had driven it all the way back up from Corpus Christi, I think. Krispy Kreme. Sorry, I have donuts on my mind.
Drove it up and
took it to us and made an appointment. We'll see him next week and try to help him take. You remember, he had a little bit of shimmy going down the highway,
right,
so we'll look into that.
Right.
But yeah, so just we always say you don't have to take every car or your car to certify as long as you take it to someone you can trust and a good mechanic, right? Somebody who's honest. We don't need to have all the cars. We can't fit another car probably in the parking lot or the bay this time of year anyway, but we will do our best should you need to come in for something.
Okay.
Just enjoying a lot of calls we've had. We've been able to help a lot of customers over the last few weeks, and we'll be live again tomorrow in the garage. So I always look forward to being there and just answering calls for everyone.
I think it's such great fun, and people have got, some of the questions are consistent. We always get people going, well, do I really need to change my oil every 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles? The guy who sold me the car said it's good for a kajillion miles, never have to get an oil change, and, you got to smarten them up. But these unique questions, and one of the things I love about what you're able to do, Stan, is right on the program, just like happens at Certified, you're able to prioritize things for people. They don't necessarily have to handle a seat that doesn't look right the same way you'd have to handle brakes that are not looking good.
Yeah, it's really crazy. One of the biggest concerns when I started was, would I be able to help them over the phone? I'm not there. Would I be able to do this? And the thing that I've learned the most is a lot of times, just like, I coach other shop owners as well across the country. And one thing that I know is a lot of times it's honestly, you know more than you think you do. You're in the position you are for a reason, right? God has a plan for you. And a lot of times, you'll kind of just know. I don't know how else to explain it. I feel like God kind of has your back. If you're living the life he wants you to live, he's going to make sure you're servicing and helping customers. That's why we do this. And listeners, right? We're trying to reach out to the community. We're not getting some fat paycheck to go in there on Saturdays or do this. There's no money involved as far as, there is airtime that our sponsors cover for us most of the time. So we do this just to help the community. And the best thing about it is people just are in search the last few years for the truth and facts. And I think we make it very easy because, I bring receipts about the things I've learned about vehicles. I don't just give my opinion necessarily when it comes down to how we should be maintaining them, the things we should do to keep them around for a long time. These are professional findings that we see every day in our shop, and we want to help you clarify, like you said, should you go 10,000 miles on an oil change? No. These questions of how do I rotate my tires? When is nitrogen good? Is it bad? And all this stuff that people just need a clear answer as to why I say yes or say no. And it's very easy to do that because I've been living it for the last 30 years.
Let me ask you, as you say, you've been living it for the last 30 years, and it is the experience. You said you bring the receipts, and that's exactly correct. You've been through this. How many customers do you think you have interacted with in the last 30 years? Can you ballpark that?
Wow. Well, I really, how many days? Well, let's see, I worked Saturdays for a long time as well, and Sundays, some at Firestone. I don't know, like 10 billion? I don't know, a lot. I don't really know, a lot. Like, it's funny. I guess I could take an average of the cars that I, worked on and how many I might have talked to each day, because I didn't talk always to every customer, which is something right. I enjoy doing now a lot more. So, a lot, though, honestly. I couldn't even begin to fathom how many. And how many different types of cars. And, we were sitting around with Megan's father-in-law today. He came by for a little while, and we were talking. He had some stuff done on his car, and he said, well, I remember that old car. Like, we had this old Chevy, and you couldn't get to the oil filter at all. You had, like, reach your hand around the tire. I was like, oh, yeah, those Cavaliers. I just couldn't stand working on them. And he goes, you're not normal. You could just, like, you just knew the car. I said two words to you, but, it's what God asked, what God wants me to do. As far as I know, one of my purposes in life is to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and to bring others to Him through my works. And if that's my two purposes, that's what I'm going to do. It's what I'm going to continue to do. That's my guiding light. Yeah. And it makes it easier to see the truth. You just follow the truth. Not perfect. I'm far from perfect. You've seen me. You know me. I'm a grown blank man. So just don't.
Megan, he's telling me, not you. Don't even think. No, he's on his best behavior. No, you are. You are doing some amazing work, man. I love this, and I also wonder. And maybe we'll get into it tomorrow. We'll talk a little bit about some of the things that have stayed the same over those 30 years. Right? I'll bet you 30 years ago there was somebody that came to you, even though they were told every 3,000 miles they should change their oil. I bet you 30 years ago somebody said, hey, you think I can go like 3,010?
Yeah. Oh, no. Look, it's not just did they say it. They did it regularly. I think there's a safe number. Could you go 7 or 8? Yeah, from time to time. Right. Do you want to do it every time? No. And I don't care if you use AMS oil, this oil, or that oil. So, yeah, we talk about that. And even BG gives, if you happen to go 10,000 miles or something on an oil change, they'll still cover the warranty of the engine. So if something ever happened to it, they're just that confident in their product. So, it's a lot to know out there, guys. Cars aren't easy. We want to be able just to plug them in and fix them and think we never have to touch them once we buy them. But it's frankly not the truth. I mean, they break and they break off. And ask me how I know. Yeah. I think we had our hands on 500 cars last month. So it's somewhere in that area. It's a lot of customers' cars that we had to service.
Yeah, well, and everybody's working on their mama's car. I love that. Well, Stan.
It better be.
That's right. I tell you what, you think back. Think about how many people you dealt with over 30 years. We'll see if we come up with a number tomorrow. And tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., I want everybody to be in the garage with Stan. Whatever the car question is, he's probably got a pretty good car answer. It can at least put you in the right direction. We take calls. We take texts. And frankly, we take an hour out of our day, and we do have a lot of fun. And Stan, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. What can I tell you? It'll be good.
Yep, thanks, Jeff. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And Central Virginia, if you have questions about your car, make sure you call in or text us in the morning. Look forward to talking to all of you then. Love y'all.
Sounds great. All right, that is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother. During the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. But tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., he's right here in the garage with Stan Andruski, taking all of your car questions. You can text him. You can call him. He's just a great guy, super guy. Now, I don't know. Yeah, it's 8 minutes, so I'm a little bit over. I'm supposed to mention every 7.5 minutes, we've got a handful of tickets left for Politics and Pints presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. It is going to be the best Politics and Pints presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. How do I know? Because I've been at all of them. I'm like one of the stars. It's pretty cool. This is number 8. I think we've worked out whatever bugs we might have had, and then we're adding a new bug. We're bringing Brian Kilmeade in from Fox and Friends. So this is just going to be super. It is March the 20th, Historic Beacon Theater in Hopewell. I don't want you to miss it, and I am trying to warn you as best I can. You are going to miss it if you don't get yourself over right now to WRVA.com, WRVA.com, and get yourself a ticket while we've still got a couple of tickets left. It is 4:43, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Ho-ho, is it Friday? And we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Dr. Keith Abloh joining us at 5:33. He just finished up an appearance with Tucker Carlson on Tucker Carlson's show. And, you know, Keith Abloh has lived a very, very, very interesting life. And he's a regular guest, right? Every week he's on with me. And we talk about a lot of stuff. But watching his appearance on Tucker Carlson, boy, he got into some other things that we actually have not addressed. So I am looking forward to having Keith with us at 5:33. Couple of quick reminders for you. Number one, our Chronic Care of Text Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I would urge you to send us a text. Love sharing those. I've got a couple of pieces of sound from this, technically the State of the Union address last night, and there are one or two that just absolutely positively sum up what happened. It was ugly. It was nasty. It was an old man screaming at the clouds and telling people to get off his lawn. I mean, that's what it was. It was pathetic. And followed up today with more pathetic behavior from Joe Biden, our presidential meat puppet, who says he's not sure if he will debate Donald Trump. He said it depends on Donald Trump's behavior. You understand this? 85 million Americans voted for Donald Trump. And this guy says, well, I don't know if I'm going to debate him. Uh-huh. You think he's going to be hiding in the basement again? Can we deal with that? This guy is destroying our nation in front of our very eyes. And he's saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to debate the other guy, my predecessor. Just appalling. Just appalling. WRVA.com, not appalling. That's where you get your tickets for Politics and Pints. We've got a couple left. If you'd like to join us March the 20th, fantastic. I would head over to WRVA.com now. Just go over, get your tickets. It's me, it's John Reed, it's Howard Gutman, and Brian Kilmeade this year. So that's pretty exciting. It's going to be good stuff. Oh, I've got to say thank you. Just real, real fast. Just a fast thank you. Wonderful woman by the name of Laura Sylvester. Laura has something called the Pie Safe Baking Company. And we chose her this year, asked her if she could do a strawberry shortcake for my little strawberry shortcake for Julia's birthday yesterday. Well, let me tell you, Laura and her company, the Pie Safe Baking Company, delivered like nobody's business. It was delicious, scrumptious, amazing, just absolutely amazing. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We loved it. Julia loved it. We've got leftovers, and Julia and I are probably going to do a number on them this evening. It is 4:55. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, my friends. We have made it. Congratulations, self-high vibes all the way around. Some pretty interesting stuff coming here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 757, Jeff, don't you just love the president slamming his predecessor for running up the federal deficit? I do, yeah. Joe Biden is he's just a despicable person, always has been. But he's just getting more and more deranged, and I'm wondering what the heck he was on last night. Did not hit you that something was different? You know, like they amped the voltage or something? 757, different 757 says, hey, Jeff, Mr. Biden should be aware that we promised to remember his misdeeds from day one. We just never imagined the extent to which his incompetence and outright despicable behavior could develop. The votes in the end will reflect the principle of forget hell. That's Mike in the 757. 804, Jeff, thank you for exposing Abigail Spamberger. Virginians need to know what sort of a terrible person represents them in Congress. Phil from Goochland says, Jeff, Spamberger was CIA. I'm telling you, she's still in the CIA. Well, I don't know, maybe. But she's a far left winger is what she is. Simple as that. I'm so glad that Lakin Riley's parents were not there because they refused to be a political prop. Okay. Yeah. Jeff, please tell your listeners to bombard Abigail Spamberger's office to let her know what we think of her endangering our fellow Virginians with illegal aliens. Well, yeah, that's true. How long will it be before Virginia has a Lakin Riley moment? Abigail Spamberger doesn't care. Well, that's true. She doesn't. Another one. Jeff, please remind Virginians that Congresswoman Abigail Spamberger voted against the Lakin Riley bill. True. Another one says Spamberger apparently thinks it's more important to protect illegal invaders than to keep our communities and streets safe from criminals and gang members who would do us harm. She's just another communist Democrat selling out America. Virginia needs to know who represents them. Well, right now, you're not necessarily represented. That's the problem, right? Abigail Spamberger has once again voted along with the squad. She, you know, AOC, Ilhan Omar, the whole gang of them. Abigail Spamberger's not a centrist. She's not a bipartisan person. She's not working across lines. She's a far left winger, always has been. And this vote in favor of illegal aliens and against law-abiding citizens is just the latest. And if you vote for her for governor, then you have lost your ever-loving mind. Crazy. I don't understand how anyone who has a daughter could even think about voting for Abigail Spamberger. Abigail Spamberger is now on record as supporting illegal aliens over the safety of your daughter. Are you happy with that? Because I'm not. Abigail Spamberger says your daughter should have to compete in an unfair competition for female scholarships against biological men. That's where she is. Abigail Spamberger says that your grandmother should have to worry that she's going to see some naked dude in the locker room. That's Abigail Spamberger. Nothing bipartisan about her. Nothing in the center about her. A far left wing hack is who she is, who she's always been. 804 says, hey, Jeff, love it when you have Dr. Dave Brad on. He's brilliant. We need him back in office. Yeah, I think Dave has absolutely decided he got no interest in that anymore. Yeah. Let me see. All politicians are crooked, Jeff. That's according to Justin. Well, I don't know. Sleepy Joe will be getting infused with B12 up until he's pointed at the podium and told, no joke, Joe, stay on the script. Did he stay on the script last night? The one time that he sort of kind of went off into what was really happening, of course, he screwed that up. So let me share with you just a couple of things from this State of the Union last night. Just absolutely, positively, ugly, disgusting, pathetic. And that's Joe Biden. Cut number four.
I believe that given the opportunity for a majority in the House and Senate would endorse the bill as well, a majority right now. But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels a political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Yeah, you know what her parents said to him? Go to hell. Shut your mouth. You can't even get her name right, you despicable person. What a fool. What an absolute fool. You do understand, do you not, that the script was written for him? And I can guarantee you, as sure as I'm sitting here, they have spent hours and hours and hours each and every day of the week, for weeks and weeks on end, to try and get him ready to deliver that last night. And the speech was not designed to tell you or me about the state of our union. It was designed to say to Democrats, hey, you're not getting Michelle Obama. Hey, Gavin Newsom, you're not going to be running for president this time. That's what it's all about. That was not a presidential speech. That was a candidate's speech. And I'll tell you the other thing. Joe Biden afterwards is asked about debating President Trump, former President Trump. Former President Trump said, anytime, anywhere, we should debate every day of the week. I want you to put this in context, including those of you who hate Donald Trump. Well, I don't like his hair. Who gives a crap? I think he looks orange. Fine. Enjoy the Doritos or the Cheetos or whatever he looks like, but you got to vote for the right guy. I don't care. Mean tweets. Who cares? Go back in time just a little bit. Remember when COVID was around? All involved in COVID? Fauci and Merckx and the rest of them were all misleading President Trump. Well, you remember that. Donald Trump stood at that podium every single day for hours answering every single stinking question that came his way. Joe Biden answers one question every other month. It's got to be pre-scripted. He's got to rehearse it. That's why Joe Biden doesn't want to debate. How insulting is it to you? How insulting is it to me as an American when the president of the United States says, well, I don't know if I'm going to debate my opponent. It depends on his behavior. Who the hell are you? Hey, how about cut number five?
It's now time to go further and give Medicare the power to negotiate lower prices for 500 different drugs over the next decade. They're making a lot of money, guys. And they'll still be extremely profitable. It'll not only save lives, it will save taxpayers another $200 billion. Starting next year, the same law caps total prescription drug costs for seniors on Medicare at $200 to $2,000 a year. Even for expensive cancer drugs, it costs $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. I want to cap prescription drug costs at $2,000 a year for everyone. Yeah. Folks, I'm going to get in trouble for saying that, but if you want to get an Air Force One and fly to Toronto, Berlin, Moscow,
What a moron. Oh, what a maroon. Good Lord, just...
What a maroon.
He's like three of the dumbest people in that room. And that's saying something, because Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are there. The not-ready-for-primetime vice president is there. He wants to cap costs for drugs at $2,000 a year. Well, that's wonderful. I want to be 3 inches taller. Guess what? Ain't neither one of them happening. You know why? Because you don't have the power to do it. And I don't have the power to do it. He is just off his flippin' rocker. Did President Trump respond? Yeah, I believe that he did. Cut number three.
When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him remain in Mexico. Very tough to get, but I got it. Safe third agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good that gave us this best border. According to Tom Homan, according to Brandon Judd, the top people, they said it was the single best border we've ever had in recorded history. What's happened now is a horror show. The country, our country, is being laughed at all over the world. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettled them into your communities. At any time during the past 3 years, Crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as you can be and the most incompetent president we've ever had, could have called off the invasion. But to this day, he is keeping the hordes of illegal migrants and illegal aliens pouring into the country. By the time his term is up, we could have close to 20 million people in our country. And we have no idea from where they come. We have no idea who they are. They have no identification. Many come from mental institutions. Many come from prisons. They're terrorists. We have a calamity the likes of which we've never seen before. The very first bill Joe Biden sent to Congress was a plan to turn illegal aliens into voting citizens. That's just what we need. No matter what Crooked Joe says, his actions prove his priority is to import a colossal new illegal alien population and let them all stay. My priority is securing our border.
Wow. Wow. Does that not explain it all to you? I mean, honest to goodness, does that not explain it all? Explains it to me. We'll talk more about that. We got Dr. Keith Abelow on the way. Head on over. If you got a second here, get your tickets for Politics and Pints, presented by Chronic Care of Richmond, WRVA.com. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we've made it. And self-high fives all the way around. Congratulations. I don't know how to tell you this. Tomorrow's just a washout. Looking at the weather. Oh, God. All right, so deal is that it's supposed to start raining tonight, and it's going to rain tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night and then almost all the way into Sunday. So we could see a fair amount of rain. And the next good day, Tuesday. Tuesday's going to be sunny with 70. You ready? Hold on to your seats because I'm going to start throwing some numbers at you. Wednesday, 73. Thursday, 76. Oh, love it. All right. I don't particularly love this, but I got to share a little bit more from the Biden situation. Now, this is, how do I describe it? It's a little bit like Pravda. Remember Pravda and TASS, the old Soviet Union news establishments? Not surprisingly, starting with MSNBC. Nope. I watch MSNBC so that you don't have to. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's okay. Cut number one, please.
This was his "How about them apples" speech for me. I mean, we've watched this before. I think that grabbing the room by, you know, he started with World War II and the Civil War and rooted the threat facing our country from my predecessor in those two, you know, epic battles, and then he quoted Ronald Reagan. It was like a punch in the face to every Republican in the room, and that's how it started. This is the first 90, you know, first 120 seconds. Every Republican, he's rooted tonight's address in the Civil War, World War II, and then quoted Reagan. It is a punch in the nose. It's why by the end, Lindsey Graham was slouched in his seat with his arm folded, chuckling like it was John McCain up there. I mean, the sort of, you know, waving of the white flag by Mike Johnson's face, I think, told the whole story. And I think that, I mean, they will be attacking him by, you know, I'm sure they are right now, or they will by 11:15 on Fox News. But everybody knows that this was a great speech. And everybody knows that if this is the message going into, you know, the next 8 months, that polls will soon reflect that, and this will be a real, real fight. I think taking on his own age three times in the end shows not just Republicans but Democrats he's not afraid of defending his stature.
And he said,
and his
"I've
status.
Been in my career, I've been called too young, and I've been
he
called
makes
too
three
old.
References by the end of his age." And then I think the abortion debate has already been won, and I agree by taking on the Supreme Court, he's ready to take it to the next level. I thought this was a really remarkable State of the Union.
I would expect nothing less from her. Pathetic, drivel, have another cup of Kool-Aid. Good Lord, ma'am. All right, all that being said, Dr. Keith Abelow joining us moments from now. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed, we have made it. Congratulations, self-high fives all the way around. A lot of us still trying to, wrap our heads around whatever that performance was last night by Joe Biden. It was insulting. It was assaultive in nature. It was just terrible. But my friend, Dr. Keith Abelow, I've known Keith. If I go back to my first go round in Massachusetts and Boston, probably like 30 years ago. It's a long time, long time. And he is just one of the best guys that I know, smart and tuned into everything, an accomplished psychiatrist, writer, and we're always so happy he joins us on a weekly basis. Well, he happens to be seeing another talk show host on the side, but boy, what an appearance it was with Tucker Carlson. Keith, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Jeff. Sorry to cheat a little bit, but, you know, Tucker wanted a little time. I went down to Florida. It was a nice outing.
Oh, well, number one, congratulations for getting that call. I've been a fan of Mr. Carlson for a long time. I can remember back, just so you know, because he and his lovely bride, I don't know exactly what the connection is, but we used to run into them when we'd be visiting my in-laws at Silver Shell Beach in Marion, Mass., where Heidi is from. So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah, solid dude.
Okay.
All right, so you got to clue us in here. I mean, we know you, we love you, but now, why did Tucker Carlson reach out to you? What do you want to talk about?
Well, he wanted to talk about how it could possibly have been the case that Hunter Biden sought care from me in the past to, you know, address his addiction. I'm not breaking confidence, obviously. It's been all over the news. And,
right.
And of course, Hunter's laptop, once it was made public, it had messages from me encouraging him to quit the cocaine, et cetera. And so... he wanted to talk about that and how it could be that Hunter chose me of everybody that he might have chosen to work with, and that was just by referral, and then why it would be that, you know, the DEA raided my office, took the laptop, don't know why, and every other computer I had, and my own therapy notes on myself.
Oh.
So can you imagine?
I can't. I mean, this is not the way it's supposed to operate here. But for those who are hearing perhaps about the Hunter Biden connection, I don't know that we've talked about that on the air in the past, but Hunter Biden sought you out. You're a world famous psychiatrist and all, but you know, you're not around the corner from him. And he travels to be treated by you for this cocaine addiction. Now, you said it was a simple referral, but what went into it? Because, again, he's not going to just drop by your office, right?
He was knocking on every door in Newburyport, Mass. I'm the only one who opened the door. No, we knew someone in common. But, you know, I have this cottage adjacent to my own. We
right.
share a yard. This
yep.
this by intention, actually. I acquired it many years ago. And from time to time, folks, whether notable or not, have taken refuge there and tried to remake parts of their lives. Great privilege. I've been very pleased to do it. Someone recommended he do that, and he did, and he was here for a long time. Well, a relatively long time.
Right.
And so, you know, that became known when the laptop became known because people quickly said, well, wait a second, what the heck is this?
Right.
You know, I really didn't want to say anything about it at all, period, except those things were out there. And then Kevin Morris, who's Hunter's pal and benefactor and lawyer, the entertainment attorney from L.A., started this crazy rumor, went to a bunch of reporters apparently, and said, you know, the original laptop, the one in Delaware at the repair shop that Hunter is said to have left behind, did leave behind, that's the scam. Keith Ablo was the one who distributed the laptop, and it's all a charade and involving Rudy Giuliani and the rest of it. Nothing could be further from the truth. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to go on and clear the air, if you will. I was, you know, here I had gone to extremes to keep the man's confidence. In fact, to keep the laptop under lock and key, even to get it back to him through my attorney when the DEA seized it. And then, you know, he obviously green-lighted his attorney saying, oh, yeah, it was Keith Ablo. It shouldn't have never been made public. No, no, no. It had nothing to do with it. I never turned it on. I never looked at it. Right. And I got it back to him, in fact.
Wow.
Helped.
It's just mind-blowing. So this interaction with Hunter, and I'm trying to tread as carefully as possible, Keith, because, again, I don't want to put you in a position where you say, well, you know, I there's certain medical confidences and the rest of it, but just in general terms, did you find him to be a nice guy?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I will say this, my politics are completely not aligned with the Bidens. But I do. They couldn't be further.
Dr. Ablo, yeah.
Right. However, I will say this: those who say, I don't think it's good to be, clinging to falsehoods in either direction. And mm-hmm. for those who would say, "Well, the man's stupid," and why would anybody hire him for anything? Meaning Hunter, not myself. But I would say though that's just as crazy as the idea that Joe Biden, is not compromised by other nations. I would say, of course, he's compromised by other nations. He's not doing our bidding. That's my belief, right? And I would similarly say, for anybody that really has spoken to Hunter Biden, you'd say, well, very, very, very intelligent, very charismatic, very resourceful. And would you hire him for your company? You certainly might. Wow. It wouldn't be a crazy idea.
Okay.
Right, because, if someone said to me, Keith, here's the assignment, Mission Impossible. Why don't you stay high on crack cocaine, have sex with everything you meet, travel the world, meet with some of the darkest figures in dozens of countries within 1 year, and come out of it all with big bags full of money? I'd be like, no, that you're describing Mary Lou Retton on the uneven parallel bars. I'm just a Jewish guy from Marblehead. So resourceful would seem to describe someone who could do that.
Yes, it would. So, I want everybody to know they should be checking out the Tucker Carlson podcast. It's called the Tucker Podcast. It's all over the place. You've got to get it. But you go in a little bit to, not necessarily the treatment, but again, you're trying to help him get off of cocaine. He's, by all accounts, not necessarily yours, but by all other accounts, he's coked out of his mind. I mean, he's doing crazy stuff. But somehow, some way, Keith, you kind of wind up being painted, as you say, as the bad guy. So you're talking about this laptop, but what happened, and what happened to you as a result?
Well, I don't know if you can draw a straight line, but a dashed line, or somebody knows better than I, frankly, but I can say this about that. My guns were seized by the state of Massachusetts. Mm. I was disarmed, let's say that, right?
Yep.
I was then raided, and everything I had taken, all computers, my own therapy notes, every, broken cell phone I had. And by the way, I thought I lived a grittier life than I did, I guess, because here you have the feds going through every nook and cranny of my life, and I emerged without criminal charges? Well, I really am from Marblehead.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Clifton.
Goodness gracious. So all of the tech, all of your notes, and it's taken,
yes.
If I understand correctly, it was the DEA who took it. So
the DEA took it.
Yeah.
And then, these malpractice suits, I went to court twice and won twice.
Okay.
Women claiming I was inappropriate. But, I also settled a few because, as my lawyer said, Keith, you're in Massachusetts.
Right. Right.
What if one jury nullifies reality? You could be, you and your family,
yep,
could be penniless.
Absolutely.
And that's where, I'm not Donald Trump. And so look what happened to him.
Yeah.
Somebody said 30 years ago
that
she was accosted in a dressing room and he's on the hook for tens of millions of $80 million.
That's right.
Like, that's exactly right. I don't have $80 million. Right, it's like my friend. I had a friend who, I don't have. I'm not Donald Trump. Right, it reminds me of a story. I had a friend of mine call me up. His wife got pregnant very late in life, Okay. And he called me. He was in a bit of a panic. He said, "I don't know. I'm not sure how to do this. You know, I'm already 50 years old." And I said, "Look, think about Clint Eastwood. Right? He has 8 children with 8 different women." And that calmed him down for like 4 seconds. And then he said, "Yeah, but I'm not Clint Eastwood." Yeah. So there you have it. I'm not Donald Trump. And so all these things unfolded. And one of the things that Tucker and I talked about for a while was, well, what do you do? How do you steady yourself in the midst of that kind of storm? Mm-hmm. And that brings you directly to saying, I don't know what's going to happen next. And I recommend that to people, to say to themselves, listen, there's some plan here unfolding to the good, because things unfold to the good. And it's okay not to know. Yeah. God has your back.
Yep. Yep.
It's absolutely tough to remind yourself of that sometimes, but if you do, man, it is a balm.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Keith, and let me remind everybody, Dr. Keith Ampelow is joining us. He was a guest with Tucker Carlson the other day. You can watch it. You can listen to it. I'll get the links up on all of my social media platforms. But you just celebrate. I mean, it's a crazy anniversary, right? But you just celebrated 4 years since all of this happened. And again, no charges on any of this. But, you know, you're left to reassemble Dr. Keith Ampelow.
Yeah, well, that's actually interesting as well. There's all kinds of ways to look at it. One of the things is that since the state of Massachusetts also suspended my license, I got a pastoral counseling degree from Liberty University. I don't know that I would have done that before. That was incredibly enlightening. Yep. In my life coaching work, it has made it that much more challenging. I don't use medicines to get people well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that wasn't a crutch, it was a tool, but it's amazing that you can without them. Who knew? I wouldn't have known. And so, you know, there's some bright sides to this, not the least of which is that, you know, if you have kids and they, you know, remain solidly by your side, you're reminded of what a wonderful kind of tapestry that is. Love does conquer some things.
It sure does. Keith, I've loved you and your work and everything else for a long, long time. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you got to spend some time with Tucker Carlson. And this way, the story is out there for millions and millions of people. We are absolutely positively going to be sharing those links on social media and be sending people as well, I guess, to keithablow.com. They can find out more about everything, and we're just moving forward. This is really actually great stuff, Keith. I just thank you for being here.
Thanks, buddy, and I encourage you to speak about your treatment of Hunter as well. When he was at your cottage.
College freshman.
Can you imagine if it just ended up that a bunch of us were meeting with him? But anyhow.
All right, Keith. Listen, you go have a great weekend. That is Dr. Keith Ampelow. If you haven't checked him out with Tucker Carlson, make no mistake, I will make it easy for you. We'll get it all up there. It's just incredible. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
551, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Bam! A little Diamond Dallas Page. Does it get better than that to sort of wrap up the week? I don't think so. I will give you a heads up. Jeremy, as we are speaking, is working on getting the letter to Julia posted on the website. A lot of people ask me about it. They say, hey, you've done it another year or so. Jeremy's working on that. Hopefully that'll be done in the next couple of minutes, and I'll get it up there and I'll share it. I think we've got just enough time, do we not, Germ, to take another listen to the Legacy News Media hacks who will have to wipe drool up as they gush over the State of the Union. This time it's the phonies at ABC, cut number two.
It did get raucous in the chamber at times. The president sparred with the GOP. Lawmakers shouted at him as he spoke as well.
This was a feisty speech that at times felt more like a rowdy campaign event than a traditional State of the Union address. The president, well aware of the stakes, pitted his message directly against Donald Trump's, repeatedly sparring with Republicans in the room in a way we've never really seen before. The president trying to show voters he is ready for a fight and has what it takes to serve another 4 years.
Overnight, a fiery President Biden kicking off the general election. Biden framing this moment as a fight for freedom and the nation's democracy.
Now, the White House is thrilled with the president's performance. They feel he was fiery and tough, that he landed his punches and pushed back successfully against his critics. But this was a well-planned and rehearsed speech. So the question now, can the president keep this up? Will he bring this fire to the campaign trail?
House Speaker Mike Johnson, what a decorum and civility inside of the chamber last night. That did not happen. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was rowdy, at times downright combative. You saw her there breaking the House rules to wear that Make America Great Again hat in support of Donald Trump. She repeatedly booed the president, called him a liar. In the back of the chamber, we spotted Congressman Troy Nehls standing up wearing a shirt with Trump's mugshot on it. But guys, I got to tell you, the heckling inside of the chamber during these addresses really starting to become a pattern. Guys.
Yeah, distraction and a pattern. But George, this was the biggest audience the president is possibly going to have between now and the election. What did he need to accomplish, and do you think he did it?
I think he achieved the two biggest things he needed to do. One, I think he addressed this age issue with his aggressive, feisty, ad-lib delivery. I think that helped him. Secondly, he drew that sharp contrast with Donald Trump and the Republicans, reminding voters why Republicans have lost three elections in a row.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Look, I don't think anybody is exactly shocked as you listen to these goobers with their analysis and assessment. But, what are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? It's a strange sort of a thing. It is what it is. Gird your loins or loin your girds. I don't know. Whatever you got to do. But coming up in November, you and I do have the opportunity really to vote and save this country, and I'm hoping you're going to be on board with those actions. All right, a couple of things. Tomorrow morning 8 a.m spend some time in the garage with Stan Andruski. Monday at 6, be here for John Reed. You know what happens every Friday now since October the 7th. We've been playing Hatikva, which is Hebrew for the hope. It is the national anthem of Israel to support them in their fight against terrorism. Have a fantastic evening. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the weekend. God willing, we get the chance to do it all over again on Monday, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.